Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. We're going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests, are going to be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, you know the drill. Go ahead and share the call with other people at 602-753-1848, if that's where they'll dial in. Or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Listen, guys, we have been talking about a very powerful series. And, of course, you know, you're going to come in the chat because we want to have, you're going to have a lot of feedback. We want to have a lot of feedback about today's topic. We've been talking about how to give your network marketing business a big boost. And we started off with the series of understanding there was a command for us to be fruitful and multiply. And this is going to position us to dominate. Now, some people think that domination is an evil thing, a bad thing, what have you. And so they're not fruitful. Their business is not multiplying. They're not honoring the principles of success. You see what I mean? I'm going to say principles of success because when I say the laws of God, people get, ooh, laws of God. But I need you guys to understand that you got to think about the root. The root cause of success. And so why do I come from the standpoint of the Bible? Why would I do that every day? It can't be because I'm trying to get you to join the church. I don't have one. It can't be because I'm trying to get you to join my team. I'm not talking to you about my team. It's because I have had encounters with the living God for you to understand that he's the one that gives you the power to gain wealth. So when you play by his rules, you will become unstoppable. That's in network marketing or anything else. So even when you get off course, you can course correct and you know exactly where to go to get the right information, but you got to worship him in spirit and in truth. So he can't answer everybody. So, family, in this season, and I'm going to call it season, while you're able to log on to this call every single day, and the only cost is for you to pay attention, I need you to get everything you need to get out of it. We're going to be coming from today, how to boost your big team, and we're going to talk about there is no big business without a big team. And there is no team without unity. This is one of the biggest traps that aborts people getting big boosts to their business. This is one of the biggest traps I've seen. Now, I need you guys to go ahead and share this because there are some people who may not know. You don't know what you don't know. I didn't always know. When we talk about these network marketing games, I do know. And I want to share some things that will enlighten you. Why? Because there are some people that will abort the success that God already planned for them because they may not be going and leaning unto, they may be leaning unto their own understanding. And see, anytime when I get frustrated, anytime when I get flustered, I know exactly where to go. And this is where God took me for you. He's done something amazing in my life. He's given me miracles, signs and wonders in this industry to where he brought me to a place of success where I'm no longer having to do things for people, to people, to try to get them on my team. So now I can get freely from the heart to help you have immense success. Now, this is where he took me. Now, before we play, I need you to go pull this up because some people are not privy or used to going to these particular particular books in the Bible, but I haven't told you to read every book from King Solomon. Remember, if you're talking about building wealth and you want to know the right way, and even you want to see where King Solomon made mistakes, because we all do, you want to read from the book of Proverbs into the Song of Solomon, those three books of the Bible. Those are primarily all about King Solomon, and you're going to learn a whole lot between those three books of the Bible. I did about wealth, about business, about team, about how to issue, how to deal with issues, and more importantly, what wisdom was all about. He didn't ask. I asked the Holy Spirit, show me. King Solomon, obviously, he was already a king. His father was already wealthy. But he didn't ask in the succession plan, give me more wealth. He asked for wisdom. Wisdom is where you don't have any understanding, and all of a sudden, you get a supernatural understanding, a supernatural insight. So, we're going to be coming out of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. And then we're going to help you guys understand, as we talked about on the last few things here, we got to go into our prayer about never as a leader being the obstacle to the success of your team, always being the solution. And you're not 100% responsible for people's success, but you're 100% responsible to guide them where they can be successful. Now, if you wrote that down, you just go and you ask yourself, not your mind, your heart, your real self, is that what you do in your business? Do you consciously make sure that that's what you do in your business? So we're going to ask God to go ahead, teach us, guide us, correct us, and direct us into the truth. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. We thank you for this is the day that you've made. We honor you, oh dear Lord, and we're grateful that you've given us another opportunity in the land of the living. That's another opportunity to get it right, to get it right with you, seeking your kingdom first and your righteousness. Before we're seeking the riches, the glory, the fame, we seek your kingdom and the righteousness. And you said all things will be added to us according to Matthew 6:33. Dear Lord, we ask you on this day to allow your Holy Spirit to take full reign and let the word illuminate us, so we'll become the biggest and the best business people in this earth. Leading people, not by our own thoughts, but being diligent seekers of your thoughts. Holy Spirit, we allow you to take full control in this call on today. People are hungry and thirsty for success, but they're looking in the wrong places. I pray right now, as I intercede on their behalf, that they will seek your wisdom, and they will follow leaders who have wisdom, so that they may create huge, big legacies for their families. Long-lasting legacies, and the biggest legacy of all, that they will seek you first. Dear Lord, as on this call, as people are being equipped to go out and do great exploits in your name, not their own, they'll be careful to honor you and give you all the glory, honor, and praise. They won't be ashamed to do it. They won't be ashamed to say where they came from and who they are, so that you may get the glory as we continue to build these kingdoms, as we build up your people. We ask for your blood of your son, Jesus Christ, to seal this prayer in their hearts, not in their minds, so it will never be able to be taken away from them. They'll be able to apply your word and show you that they love you by following your commandments. We love you and we honor you because you are awesome. You're magnificent, and you are a daddy. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. So, guys, listen. Big business, you want it? You really want to go to the next level? You want to know how people, there's some people who continue to grow, not even only in their business. They become noted go-to people. Is that what you want? Well, you've got to understand the power of synergy. We're going to go to the word today. We're in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. And if you're not sure what Ecclesiastes is, it's the book right after the book of Proverbs, and most people know Psalms. So you go to Psalms, most people know Psalms, and then you go to Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. And so now as we're going here to the word, Ecclesiastes 4, chapter 9, chapter 4, verse 9, it says, two are better than one. Now, remind you, God also showed us that one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight, right? We're talking about anything that comes up against the will of God for your life, which obviously is success. He said the son died for an abundant life. So now as we're talking about building big teams, don't big and abundance go together? Absolutely, if we're doing it with the right spirit. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, meaning somebody might be bigger than you, or you might feel they are, what have you, you just need to know this. Two can withstand him, can withstand who? Who? Two can withstand who? Family. There is a very clear assignment to steal, kill, and destroy anything that you're trying to build. Many of us fall within self-sabotage. And as we finish with verse 12, it says, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. If it's unraveled again, the biggest secret to success that I've learned in network marketing, anything, is collaboration. We have a training coming up, and it's called Synergy. And if you want to understand what synergy is when you have two things that come together, and they are much more powerful. The total effect is bigger than the sum of those two things that come together. So now, if that were the case, when we start thinking about our industry of network marketing, and we get to a place where we think that we're strong, I'm going to tell you that. This is one of the reasons why in our team, our leaders always say, you know what, I'm just one leader standing on the shoulder of giants, right? And there's always going to be, in anything, when you have huge organizations, they may be a hierarchy, but everyone is necessary for that to be strong. Let's think about even the Tower of Babel. God had to say, oh, they're getting the point here. They're all coming together, because what normally happens is that when people start getting to a certain place, they feel like the best thing to do is to create their own, forgetting the principle of the power of synergy. Now, I'm going to tell you this right here. You guys know we introduced some of you guys to a powerful training called Money and You. And it's really more about you than it is about money, because if you really deal with you, money is going to chase you down. You won't have to keep being like Pinky in the Brain sitting in the lab trying to figure out, whoa, how am I going to take over? How am I going to take over? When all you got to do is serve people with the right heart, bring people together, and then there's a natural takeover. I need you guys to understand when they're going to take over, helping other people. I want you to think about this for a moment. Synergy says in action of elements that when combined by themselves, they're not as strong. When combined, they produce a total effect that is greater than the sum of the individual elements or contributions. Synergism. We actually are going to be doing a kickoff party on Friday, October the 20th, to talk about and really like not talk about synergy at the party. We're going to show what synergy is. But everybody got to understand what it is in order to show other people what it is. Network marketing companies, if you pay very close attention to the history of it, you still got companies that are still like $1 billion strong, like one of our grandfathers, Amway. People can say all what they want to say about Amway, but when you speak to someone who's really in Amway, it doesn't matter if you talk to them about your big comp plan, that doesn't shake them. It doesn't matter if you talk to them about, hey, we the newest, hottest thing going on, it doesn't shake them. It doesn't even matter if you show them nice cars, hot jewelry, whatever, it doesn't shake them. Because they understand the power of synergy. They know that if they stick and stay and they're part of that total movement, they know eventually because the power of that, we talked about duplication, people being plugged into one big system, they know that eventually they will become that next six or seven-figure earner because Amway still, hands down, has the most seven-figure earner producers in the industry. See, they have this thing called market research that if you really want to know how to be big in something, then you got to follow who's already big. And one of the things about Amway is that consistency. When people keep switching up the game, there always has to be a readjustment. So there are some simple principles that you don't want to readjust the game too often because most people can't be calibrated and get back in the game fast enough or recover enough because most people are just trying to figure out how can I go from employee to entrepreneur. They're just trying to figure out how can I start being my own boss. How can I now start building up enough desire that my desire will now create discipline for me to be successful? So it's the job that as you are looking at building your team and want to do a big boost, that in the 90 days you're creating the habits, the skills, the mindset, make sure you include personal development and the importance of staying close to the big system. Because let me tell you what happened. Myself and my husband have had as much success as we've had. Why do I plug people into a big system? Because the system is always bigger than me. The system is always bigger than me. The system is more reliable than me. The only time a system breaks down is when people start breaking down the system. And I need you guys to understand that as you're growing into top leaders in this industry, and you're talking about, I want to go retire on a beach, you want to make sure that your system is tight and right and that you're very clear that you're showing people the way to the big picture. Collaboration will always be stronger than competition. Because collaboration is where now personal development at the highest level is displayed. Collaboration and personal development will remove any thoughts of lack, poverty, all those things to think that, you know what, the idea that you can win by yourself. This is not a relay race. It's a team effort. This is a team game. Network marketing. So you're not giving your business a big boost if you're not very clear and a unified purpose of collaboration. As we talk about, I'm going to just talk about this game real quick that I learned. In the Money and You Invest, there was a game, and it was called the Barnyard Game. I can't go deep because you got to take the class to understand, but I'm going to give you just a little bit. We're going to open up the call from here. And in the Barnyard Game, it was laid out that there was a ton of cash to be made. first and foremost, all of us, just like how we're all different. We have different talents, gifts, everything. We were separated into groups. And there were some people at the front of the room that was dangling the carrot. The carrot would be success. The carrot would be money. And we were in the middle pretty much of the ocean, didn't even know. The ocean of abundance. Abundance is so much wealth that we can't even see it. It's so big you can't even see it. That's like God. So big you can't see him. And all of the groups that were separated, they just got the idea and they huddled into groups and they just thought that they were going to win. They figured their winning was coming straight from we get our group together and we're going to win. But they didn't understand that the game was rigged. That's just like the game of life. It was rigged. That you couldn't win at the highest level until you came together. As people kept going into the game of winning and losing and winning and losing and winning and losing throughout the entire game, then finally a leader had to step in the middle of the game and say, hey, we'll win way more money if we put all our money together and we put all our gifts and talents together. And when they started coming together, they didn't realize how big they were in the room because they were only within their little silos. That's our myopic mind, not understanding how big God is and how big the plan is for all of his people to have immense success. There were some people in those silos that needed leaders to step up and stand up and say, let's collaborate. But when that happened, that's when the synergy went bananas in the room. Everybody came out on top. Is there such a thing? Absolutely. Network marketing offers it, and you're in the right industry. Let's go ahead and open up the call, and let's hear what you have to say this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. It's Rochelle in Maryland. How are you, Nicola?
Hey, Rochelle. Y'all better get in this queue because all the regulars get in the queue, and I know you guys got something to say. And I know that you're probably saying, OMG, I've been getting the light bulb is going off now on why I haven't been winning in network marketing. I'm staying in my house at my computer. I'm worrying about all my little bills, my little whatever, and all those little bills will be paid if we all were part of a big vision. What you got to say, Rochelle? Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know how I got in here first again, but I will take it. You know, this series has just been just so powerful. I'm taking notes over here, you know, just listening. No big business without a big team, and collaboration is always higher than competition. And I mean, this is just on point. I know that this is a prelude to what we're going to be getting at the Synergy event. And I am just so excited. I mean, you're putting so many things into perspective for me and causing me to really put some new things, of course, within the system, but some new things in play for my team. Just in coming up, how can I, you know, bring us together more so that we can win bigger, so that more people can win. And I think that what you're showing us is that when we start to put our mind to that, when we start to have a mindset of collaboration, synergy, togetherness, working together, that is when the doors start to open up for us. And it allows us to think bigger than ourselves. I mean, I have my goals written out, but, you know, when you start to put it on the level of collaboration and synergy, it's like, oh, now I'm really starting to get what I thought I got before. I need to know my goals for my team as well and then work with them to achieve them along the lines of what they want. It's like just so many like intricate details, but it's not difficult. And you're showing us that it's not difficult. It's just about the togetherness, the collaboration of it. So I'm just grateful for this particular series. I'm looking forward to it every day. I'm so sad that tomorrow is Friday because it'll be over. But I am just enjoying this thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're so welcome. And I want to ask you this question real quick. I'm going to let some more people in here. But I need to ask you this question because you came to Money in You and you played that game. Mm-hmm. One thing is that many people that were in that room, they played the game, but they didn't realize how that was really the game in business, in life. They forgot where they were. They started retreating into their own limited self. And I say limited self because whatever you, however you came in the room, has taken you as far as you've gone so far, right? And so I'm always willing to say limited self. I don't feel that makes me feel small at all because that gives me the inclination it's more to learn. You see, when I say I'm limited, okay, I don't want to be limited. I want more. I want to learn more. And so you were in that game. You remember how everybody was scattered and people just thought that they were the smartest cookie. They automatically took leadership in these little silos and had a room, you know, had gaps in the middle of the room. And then now when people, when the leader said, hey, we will win if we came together. And remember, there were distractions, right, coming around the room. And we had all this stuff and the distractions, which would be like the success or your rank titles or your big old awards. Those are the distractions where you're thinking, I just got to make sure my name is called. I got to make sure I'm the one getting the credit for I'm leading the team, and they were leading the team down the tank. Do you remember that?
I remember it, Nicola, and let me say this. I remember it. I mean, I remember it thoroughly, and as you were going through it, even though you weren't telling, like, the details, I was, like, kind of reliving it, just seeing the room, remembering exactly what was going on. And here's the magic of that. While it was going on, once it like, unveiled itself, It was light bulb. It was like, I get it. But you know what was really, really important? As time has gone on, I've begun to get it even more. And so while I was in the midst of it, I thought that I got it. But it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like watching a movie. The more you watch it, the more things you see that you didn't see the first time. And so once I got outside of that and gone through more training and more training and more training, I start to get it even more. The light bulb starts to get brighter and brighter and brighter. And I think that's the importance of going to trainings and events, but not leaving it as if that's the end. That's the end all be all. Oh, I went to this training. Now I have it all. That you have to continue to do small trainings in between. You have to continue to stay plugged in. You have to continue to build those other relationships outside of your comfort zone, because that is when you truly begin to get and live the lessons that you learned at these events. So I'm grateful for all of that. Money and You, amazing. But if I don't do it again, like, I'm sure when I do it again, I'm going to get even more from it. And so, you know, this is just amazing.
Big things is popping. I mean, literally, because of the leadership and the training and all the things that I have been doing, I literally have been requested. You're talking about my mentor is the one with T. Harv Eckert and Anthony Robbins and all of them sitting in their room creating their things. I, because of the watching the consistency, have been asked to speak on a global level about leadership. These principles, guys, sometimes people take it for granted because I serve in this capacity and people have the accessibility to this information that they believe that it's not as valuable. God has placed someone in the mix who's even willing. And I say God has placed because if I was following my own self, this is not what I would be doing. I'd be doing what most other people are doing, only be wrapped up into how am I going to win instead of making sure that everybody win as a whole. Collaboration, just understand, everything you do in network marketing, your behaviors, your mindset, not only your daily mode operation, are duplicated in your team, and you got to make sure that whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you're putting out, that that is exactly what you want to see down the road. Because as a leader, until people become leaders, they only can emulate or imitate. That's all I can do. So we got to give them something of substance. Let's go here, 6, 7, 8, last 4, 3, 0, 5, 7. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm amazing. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is Chanel Johnson in Marietta, Georgia. I got over myself this morning, and I pushed star one, and I got in the queue. Praise God.
Wow. Let's chat, Chanel. Let's chat. What are we talking about today with the big business and getting the idea of what synergy really is?
Yes, ma'am. You know, I'm so grateful to be able to listen to your calls. They're so inspirational. And I'm one of those people who need a lot of work because I deal with myself every single day as far as the negative self-talk. And so these calls really, really help me. And I am that person that sits at my computer and tries to do it all by myself because I have to feel like I have to be in control and for it to be right. But in network marketing, for you to really be successful, you have to be able to work with other people, get over your own like self. Like I have to get over myself. I have to push myself out the way. I have to get over a lot of the fear because a lot of it is the uncomfortable stuff. And because I'm uncomfortable, I hold myself back. I stop talking to someone or I just say, you know, I'll do it myself. You know, that way I know that it's going to be done correctly or this, that, or the other. But for us to really grow, we have to be able to move and collaborate and work as a team so that we can all be successful because when one of us is successful, we're all successful. And so I'm really learning every single day as I soak in this information and try to apply it. And let me take that word try out, apply it. I know I'm becoming better as a person, and listening to these calls every single day really, really, really helped me so much. So I have to say thank you. And I just said, you know, I'm going to hit star one. I'm going to go in the queue because I've been wanting to do it for so many weeks, but I haven't, and that's that fear. And so as I'm trying to break down these walls, so that I can grow as a person, I just have to do instead of thinking about it, just do it. And like I've heard you say and I've heard Danikia tell you, do it scared. Just do it. And so that's what I did today. I hit star one. And I said, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what she's going to ask me, but I'm going to be in the queue. And if she called me, then I'm just supposed to be in the queue.
There we go. Listen, Chanel, that was extremely powerful. This is what I want to ask, and I'm going to challenge everyone as we're closing out today. I want to ask you to challenge yourself, right, as I got to get ready going for a big meeting right after here and just so amazed at how God continues to open doors. He sees. I say he who keepeth Israel does not sleep nor slumber, okay? But I need you guys to challenge yourself. I've done this many years ago, and I used to pray this prayer. And you have to go back every so often. And you ask God to do this, Psalm 139 and 23. And I dare you to do it. And you're going to ask God to show you the truth. I asked before, why do you want to be successful? This is the question, not just for Chanel, for everyone on this line. It says, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Guys, I challenge you to ask God to show you why you do what you do, who you're doing it for, get to know the truth, and begin to trust God in the answer. Because when he shows you, for those who say they feel like this is all religious, I want you to try it. And when you begin to now make a turnaround, when you start leading from the heart instead of your head, instead of you all trying to think about, I'm in my head because I'm trying to get ahead, and you're actually getting rewarded by helping God's people be successful from a true place. The money don't chase you down. The money ain't even going to become something you think about anymore. He says, know my anxious thoughts. But then another word he tells us, be anxious for nothing. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. God bless you guys. Have a great day. Let's go out and win big. Let's make some huge things happen for some folk out here.